Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
Por lo que fue y por lo que pudo ser, por lo que hay, por lo que puede faltar, por lo que...
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Puerto Rican duo Calle 13 first gained notoriety as X-rated jokesters with a talent for cranking out catchy club hits. But over the years, the group's lyrics have ventured deeper into political and social commentary. Earlier this month, the band, Calle 13, released a new video for one of those songs called El Aguante. It's from their latest album, Multiviral. The title El Aguante translates to tolerance or endurance in English. And joining me today to talk about that song and the new album is René Pérez-Joglar, also known as Residente, one of Calle 13's two co-founders. Residente, it's been a very long time. Welcome back to Soundcheck.
Yeah, thank you.
So you and your stepbrother Eduardo, who is visitante, you guys are the core of Calle 13. And this new song called El Aguante, it's a list of grievances, of dictators, of wars and things like that. What was the point of this song?
My brother had the idea of doing something like Irish rhythm,
right?
From there, and I have a lot of Irish friends, and I know that they can resist drinking. Like, they drink a lot, and they're like, okay. And I know it sounds like a cliche, but for me, it's real. Like, I have those friends, and I thought about writing something about resistance, like how human beings resist historically. From wars to simple things like, I don't know, the smoke of a cigarette. Or
secondhand smoke, yeah.
Yeah.
So all the things, both big and small, that we have to endure.
Yeah.
Did the Irish musical idea, did that come first?
Yeah, it was first. And it was very traditional, the first track that my brother sent me. And I liked it, but I started writing it. And it was another thing, completely different, like with elephants and stuff. You know, it was different. So, and
but you can still hear that Irish, the tin whistle, and, you know, that kind of tradition, the echoes of that traditional Irish sound in the song. Let's hear a little bit from the band Calle 13. The song is called El Aguante.
Nacimos para aguantar lo que el cuerpo sostiene. Aguantamos lo que vino y aguantamos lo que viene. Aguantamos aunque tengamos los segundos contados. Nuestro cuerpo aguanta hasta 15 minutos ahorcado. Aguantamos latigazos que nos corten los dos brazos. Fracturas en cualquier hueso, 3 semanas con un yeso. Aguantamos todo el tiempo las ganas de ir al baño pa' ver el cometa Halley. Hay que aguantar 70 años. Aguantamos la escuela, la facultad, el instituto. A la hora de cenar, nos aguantamos los erutos, el pueblo de Burundi sigue aguantando la hambruna, aguantamos 3 días para llegar a la luna, aguantamos el frío del Ártico, el calor del trópico, aguantamos con anticuerpos los virus microscópicos, aguantamos las tormentas, huracanes, el mal clima, aguantamos Nagasaki, aguantamos Hiroshima, aunque no queramos, aguantamos nuevas leyes, aguantamos.
The band is Calle 13, and the song is El Aguante. The video is on our website at soundcheck.org. Check it out. René Pérez-Joglar, a.k.a. Residente, co-founder of the Puerto Rican band Calle 13, with this song about all the things we have to endure, from genocides and dictators. In the video, there's a woman who's a very kind of strong figure, so it seems like women's rights are part of this as well. Down to the little day-to-day annoyances of life. René, you and your brother, Eduardo, are from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Do you have, I mean, what are the specific things that you have to endure that might be different from what we have on the mainland?
well, we are a colony, so...
A colony.
Since we were born, we just grew up with that, like we don't have a president, or we have a president, but we can't vote for the president. So it's like Obama is our president, but we didn't vote for him. Like, so
what's is the solution for Puerto Rico to gain statehood or to gain independence?
one or the other. I'm pro-independent because I want to be like you guys with, you know, with freedom and one flag, you know. Mm-hmm. And because I know that it's better in terms of business-wise. Like, it's like us. Like, for me, being independent in music, it's way better.
Well, now you guys have this new record, Multiviral, you're doing that on your own label, your independent label.
Yeah. We're still working, like, in distribution with some people in Sony, but we own our material. That's why I'm independent. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be the most indie artist with the most indie label, but if you don't own your work, you're not independent.
Right.
That's the difference. So we own our things.
Is that new? Do you own your prior records?
No. Ah. Yeah, I'm not. I don't own my masters. Not even Latin America, that it's one of the biggest songs. I'm the writer. Mm-hmm. I own that, but not the master. And now we own that. And if we you want to use it, we can rent it.
Right.
But it's ours.
I also like that you told a group of college kids, of students in Mexico, that if you don't have money, download it illegally. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's illegal the way you, like, if you buy something and you give it to someone else. Like, if I buy an album and I give it to a friend, that's not illegal. I use the word pirateria, piracy, but in at least in Puerto Rico means that you just can download and give it to a friend. You know, yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Well, the band Calle 13 with, I think it's 19 Latin Grammys now that you guys have won. So
yeah.
This is a big move to go independent like this. You start the album with words from Eduardo Galeano, the great Uruguayan writer. Why did you choose him?
He's a great writer. Like, I'm a fan of his work. I have ADD, and I'm indigo too, so...
I'm sorry, ADD and indigo, did you say?
Yeah, when I was a kid, like, you know what is indigo?
No, I know the color.
It's like a, it's like an ADD, super ADD.
Oh.
But it has cool things too, but it's complicated to explain.
Okay.
But I was like that when I was a kid too. So I when I read, you know, sometimes I have problems concentrating, but with Galeano, because he has a lot of short stories, mm-hmm. I can maintain reading. And also the way he writes, it's very simple and complicated. It's not pretentious. It's great. Mm. And it's very difficult to do that, and I like it. So that's why he's here, he's there. And because I met him, and he's a super great guy, like, he's super humble and super intelligent and everything. And so I call him, like, I need you here. And and I wanted to have writers, actors, and different kind of artists in the album. So.
Well, and as we'll get to in a little while, there are some other notable names on the record. The album's called Multiviral, from the Puerto Rican band Calle 13. René Pérez Juglar is with me on soundcheck. He is the vocalist in the band, but not on this track. You'll hear the Uruguayan writer Eduardo Galeano in a song called El Viaje.
Oriol Val, que se ocupa de los recién nacidos en un hospital de Barcelona, dice que el primer gesto humano es el abrazo. Después de salir al mundo, al principio de sus días, los bebés manotean como buscando a alguien. Otros médicos que se ocupan de los ya vividos dicen que los viejos al fin de sus días mueren queriendo alzar los brazos. Y así es la cosa.
So that is the voice of the Uruguayan writer Eduardo Galeano. Once again, René Pérez Juglar, a.k.a. Residente, co-founder of the Puerto Rican band Calle 13. That is a very different sound for you guys. Yeah. What is Galeano talking about there in this song, The Trip, El Viaje?
He's talking about the beginning of life and how we move physically, like our bodies, when we are born, the first move. And
the beginning of the journey.
Yeah. And it's because the next song is about life. It's La Vida Respira el Momento.
Pongamos nombre propio nuestro espíritu. No lo pueden ver los microscopios. Nadie se puede acobardar. Nacimos siendo valientes. Porque respirar es arriesgar. Este es el momento de agarrar el impulso. Las emociones las narra nuestro pulso.
Now we're getting with these songs about, you know, the beginning of life and the journey of life. We're getting a little window into your personal life, right? You're about to become a dad.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if it was like the future because I wrote this song before, but I just wanted to. I wanted to do something like Latin America, but about life, like something very descriptive and yeah, it's like a narrative from the beginning of life till the end, but without being corny or with and it's simple to like everyone can understand what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah. There is a large potential American audience for this, but you do stick to Spanish. Are you uncomfortable writing and rapping in English?
Yeah, like I'm like right now, I want to do a project in English, like my project, like not a Calle 13 thing, because I don't want to mix it, because it's very, we are protecting the brand.
Right.
You know, like if we start with Calle 13 doing things, making English lyrics, like some of the Latin American people, they're not going to understand, and it's a different concept, you know.
Okay.
But I don't feel that comfortable either, like writing in English, but I'm trying, I'm doing it. And I think maybe I can do it for this year. I can have a few songs.
Well, in the meantime, back to Calle 13 and this latest record called Multiviral or Multiviral. Julian Assange is on the title track, the founder of WikiLeaks. How did that happen? Did you go to the embassy in London where he's stuck, basically?
Yeah. I went there. I called the government of Ecuador to ask them, you know, and they let me go because it's in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. So I went there. He knew about the band because all the people there explained it to him, and he knew he liked it. He liked the idea of doing something with us. So I went there and I saw him, and he was a nice guy. Like, you know, you can see in his eyes, like, he wanted to be free and go out, but he's there. Yeah. He can't go. The embassy is not huge. It's like smaller than this room, I think, or like this big, you know, like he's like there.
Really? So, I mean, he's basically in a prison cell.
Yeah, it's not huge. Like, I thought it was huge. And
you think an embassy in London is going to be? Wow.
No, and he's... but he has people over there, like the people, you know, he can talk with people and people can visit him, and at least he has that. But, yeah, he was very open, and we start working together, and the idea was to do something with the people using the internet, talking about media and all the movements that are happening right now. So we start making questions and using the answers of the people in the internet to write the song. So,
Well, let's hear a little bit of the song that developed out of this meeting between my guest, René Pérez Joglar, residente from the band Calle 13, and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
Que se la ola, que se la espuma, cuando cada vez más gente se suma.
We live in the world that your propaganda made. But where you think you are strong, you are weak. Your lies tell us the truth we will use against you. Your secrecy shows us where we will strike. Your weapons reveal your fear for all to see. From Cairo to Quito, a new world is forming. The power of people armed with the truth.
Multiviral is a multicultural song from the Puerto Rican band Calle 13. They are essentially a duo, Residente and Visitante. Residente is René Pérez Joglar, who's with me here in the Soundcheck studio. So we heard the voice of Julian Assange, recorded in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. The guitar is Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. And we heard a little bit from this singer, Camelia Gibran, who is, she's Arab-Israeli, is that right?
Yeah, she's Palestinian-Israeli. Yeah. Like, she lives in Israel, I think, or in France. But I was looking for someone to be on the chorus with me. And I saw her using YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So I called some friends that I have in Europe, like, oh, I want to find her. And we found her. And, yeah, we did it.
Well, you were talking about, you know, El Viaje, a trip or a journey, and it seems like the making of this record was a global kind of journey for you guys.
Yeah, yeah, the whole thing, yeah.
Multiviral is the name of it. It is out now from the band, the multiple Latin Grammy-winning band, Calle 13. René, it's been great having you with us on Soundcheck today. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Soy una fábrica de humo, mano de obra campesina para tu consumo. Frente de frío en el medio del verano, el amor en los tiempos del cólera, mi hermano.
That does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.
Desaparecido la sangre dentro de tus venas. Soy un pedazo de tierra que vale la pena una canasta con frío.